You know what? I will say this, though.
I did
though,
not like that shit.
Like, with government stuff, this just shows that they don't care about people's time. For them, it's like, oh, I don't care what you have to say. I just legally have to give you this time. I've already made my decision.
I mean, facts, but also, like, somebody...
We drove 3 fucking hours, dude! Do they not know who I am?
No, listen, though. Like...
You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles With Podcast. How are you guys doing?
Great. Chilling.
Hell yeah. Well, you just came back from fucking Puerto Rico.
I know. Today. A few hours ago,
you came
bro.
Off the plane
a few
today.
Hours ago. I could show up to fucking buy worms, and they're like, we're doing podcasts today. I was like, God,
yeah. Literally, this whole, I had this whole thing that I was going to say is that you guys got your way. Everybody that's complaining about Chuck, he got fired. We sent him back to Puerto Rico.
He's like, nah.
And then he shows up to the fucking shop today, and I'm like, well, we're recording today. You might as well fucking hang out.
Yeah.
But how was the trip?
It was fucking awesome. So I went to see family mostly, some sad shit, you know. But I did have a chance to quote unquote herp. My grandma lives on a mountain, and like the woods I went into, like nobody lives in those areas, so it's just like no man's land out there.
Yeah.
And I found Puerto Rican racers, I found tarantulas, I found coquille frogs, and then the coolest thing, this guy told me what the fuck it was because I just posted it and I just left it there. It's called a velvet worm, dude. It's like its own fucking thing. It's not a fucking worm, but it's not exactly, what is it? It's not exactly an insect or some shit. It's not an insect. It's not a worm.
Thing.
It's its own thing. Somewhere in between all of those things.
Ancient, older than the dinosaurs.
It's fucking, it looks it's like insane. A fucking, what is that? You know what it looks like. The things that are on the floor when it's wet.
Like millipedes?
No, not millipedes.
Earthworms.
No, the other thing. God,
slugs?
Damn. Like slug. It looks like a slug. Yeah, yeah. So I look at it. I'm like, oh shit, a slug. And then I see feet. And I'm like, wait. What the fuck is this?
And their feet move really weird. They move like this.
And I picked it up. I picked it up. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is cool. And then crazy thing, I found two. And then I looked down and there's more. And there's a baby on top of one. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I recorded it. I was like, okay, slugs with feet. Haha, cool. Found the racers, took pictures of them, videos, very cool videos. And then after that, I post the slug thing. And then this guy texts me, oh, it's a velvet worm, I think. I Google it. They live in groups. And if another one from another group comes in, they jump them.
Mm-hmm. And damn, squad up, dude.
They
got gangs.
Literally, bro. They shoot this slime against their prey items, and they eat other animals, like other insects and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They eat them, and then after that, they take care of their own. Like their parents stay there, the babies are there. That's they're wild. Probably inbred as hell, but at least their father is still there. But like me and Tino, their fathers are there, and those are actual worms, dude. Those are fucking worms.
Yep.
Like my father is less than a worm, dude.
That is great. What's crazy is that because you saw them in PR, and I was like, wait a minute, no, they aren't from there, you know. And then I'm like, oh no, they're all over. They're found not, all over the world.
Just not North America. They're like
tropical
in the
areas.
Tropics. Yeah, in the tropics.
Tropical areas.
So the Caribbean, southern Mexico, crazy. I think
That's
it
where
was
the pirates
Central
are.
America,
Borneo, Sumatra.
Yeah, it's so
all
cool.
across the world.
And
it's insane.
There's a bunch of species, but then when you look into the specific species, there is nothing.
No, there's no information on it.
There is nothing. It's so cool. So now I gotta go back and be a scientist, bro.
It sucks because there's no like
Tino, it
funding
doesn't suck.
For that kind
we
of thing.
We can be them.
No, but where are we gonna funding? Who's going to fund us going over there and
bro,
recording
science.
It?
Science! Listen, why does somebody got to fund us? Just go for fun and do it.
I don't know about you. I'm poor.
Bro, save some money. We stay at my grandma's house.
You literally volunteer. This is like a different kind of volunteering.
Yeah.
No, but
we
I can't work in a different...
Listen, we stay at my grandma's house and we be chilling. By the way, one of my cousins, bro...
Wait.
This bitch is stupid, bro.
Oh, okay.
This bitch is stupid. She
Sweet
is,
home.
Listen, she's in the U.S., like working and like making money, and then over here that money is shit. Like the money I'm making
here
is pretty much not shit.
My plan
over
C,
there.
My plan C was always to just take as much money as I could in the U.S., go to another country and just take English there, and then be like, all right, we're
good. Bro, literally Puerto Rico, I asked like everybody paying rent out there $400, $500, $600 for nice houses. I'm like, fuck all of you, bro. If I could, and my cousin works online, she doesn't have to be there. Bitch, you better stay here and not go back. Like, if I... Bro, I'll be studying fucking velvet worms right now, dude.
Yep. Fire.
Dead ass.
Fire.
So cool. Okay.
Well...
Let that out.
Listen, the Fish and Wildlife meeting just passed.
Wait, I got one more thing that could
Okay, he's got another
that.
Thing. Okay.
That could lead into that.
All right.
Invasive species, dude.
You didn't find anything? Or you did?
Brother.
Yeah, bummer.
Bro, but, like, the pet trade there is different. So yeah. Here is reptiles. Everybody, like, reptiles are a big thing in Florida.
Yeah. What, over there birds? Is
birds.
Because they can't keep reptiles. I only saw, like, specific people.
No, not can anymore. Keep they can keep now. That's, oh, that's why the retics are there. So they have retics. We got the berms. They got berms. I sent y'all the albino berm they found in the wild. They could never be found in the wild, though. a berm in the wild. But and then retics, too. Like, morphs and shit found. Fuck y'all.
Yeah. You didn't find any in PR?
What?
Retics?
No, I didn't go out to the area to look for them. Mm. But I saw tons of birds, bro. Yeah. Macaws, Quakers, some other type of parakeet.
You know what kind of macaws?
Pigeons, blue and gold.
Okay.
There's some weird pigeon, Australian pigeons. There is parakeets. This is a bird from Africa. It's like a finch this big, and the tail's this long. There's
that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool as fuck, bro. Yeah. I took pictures of, like, well, I Googled pictures after I saw them because they weren't that close. And it's like, you can see the effects that those things have in the environment, you know?
Really?
Bro, it's fucked. Because in the there's a parrot.
Specific things.
There's a Puerto things. Rican parrot.
Uh-huh.
And it has no habitat. Habitat destruction is one. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's all destruction. But then within the habitats, now you have macaws, Quakers, and other parakeets fighting for that habitat.
Yeah.
And
that parrot is
dying.
The macaw wins.
Yeah, the macaw fucking wins anytime. So let me see. This is the one pigeon, the Australian pigeon.
Oh, wow, dude. Yeah, that's pretty. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's just got a mohawk.
Yeah, it's cool. I can't even lie about it, bro. This is the bird with the long tail.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's
it's like cool shit, but at the same time, this is the Puerto Rican parrot.
Nice.
It's a type of Amazon.
Yeah, it's like an Amazon.
Yeah, it's a type of Amazon. They have their own broad-winged hawk, I think it is. They have their own owl. Whole bunch of this is an endemic pigeon in Puerto Rico.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
You gotta send me these pictures so I can put them on the thing.
I will. I like these. I forgot the name.
Oh,
These are cool as fuck. What is that? I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's cool.
That is so cool. Yeah. It looks like a crow with an extra.
A huge beak. Yeah, like a titanic.
Almost like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a tall beak. There's
it reminds you of the terror birds.
When we went out.
The face of the terror bird.
That time? No, not this, bro. No? Okay. When you see the shit flying, you see that shit flying. They're bright as fuck.
So cool.
Tons of hummingbirds and shit, but you know, like, you see the effects of. A Puerto Rican owl.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, did you take these photos?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, dude, these things are fucking great.
I was Googling shit just because I would be like, okay, what's endemic here? Let me see what I can find. And I found so much. And it's like the invasives there are mostly birds because that's what the pet trade wants. And you go to all the pet stores, it's like full of the birds that they try to catch outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got videos of macaws. Actually, one of our listeners, she sent them to me. She's like, oh, I love seeing the parrots. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Let's see what parrots they are. Macaws.
Yeah, and then blue gold.
Macaws. That one went above. Macaws, like groups of them, bro. Uh-huh. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
Like,
that's we have them down in Miami also.
Yeah,
Miami has covered in macaws.
Yeah, like it's like that's what we do within the pet trade that I don't like. That right.
Got
there.
You.
And in Puerto Rico, it's worse than here because it's such a small place with endemic animals that if they die, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Do you think if you required people to keep, like, obviously this is because people release pets. Do you think if, like, laws or the government required people to keep the animals that they purchase, right, that people would euthanize
them? Yeah, absolutely. But also they're, like, the caging. I mean, here, too, there's no cage.
No, yeah, if it's improper caging or whatever, then, they can get out
here,
on their own.
Here, there's no proper caging requirement, but it's a little bit better. It's still garbage for the animal, but it's more secure.
But I'm saying, wouldn't people, like, if they really didn't want the animal and they had no recourse because the government can track whether or not they let it go, if they kill them, like, do you think people would just kill their animals?
Probably.
That's
there,
so sad.
Dull.
That's terrible.
There, out of all places,
think they eat them?
Probably. Probably, bro.
That's what. Yeah.
Probably. I had people
argue. In Nicaragua.
I had people argue with me like, "Oh, we should be eating sea turtles because they do it in other places." And I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? You got to control the numbers of the sea turtles.
Stop, bro. Stop. The turtle guy said, "I'm just clipping that part and I'm exposing your bitch ass. You and US Ark are going out to kill turtles."
I sent you guys a video where, like, I literally saw people like. Getting little deli cups and scooping out sea turtles out of a bin a guy had on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, then they walk you to the beach and you let it go. I was like,
there's also people that sell birds. They put a perch on the side of the road and they put the birds on it. And that's how you
Interesting.
Get them. So it's like, fucked.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah.
It needs laws.
Yeah.
It needs FWC.
All right. So, FWC, right?
There you go.
So, look, I got fucking notes for the people that are watching this. Look,
good shit.
Paper.
Excellent.
I don't know if Eric noticed, because what's up?
Evidence. High five.
The notes.
With the notes. Yeah. Yeah. So when we were going through the meeting, you know, anything that stuck out to me, like I'd literally be listening and just typing.
Who went?
What do you mean? Who
this went? Guy and Eric.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
Nice. Eric. Very nice.
I took him around Miami, and he had a great time. He ate good food. Good. Yo, fucking.
Careful
food.
With the prostitutes, bro. Don't.
Oh, he didn't see one. He didn't see one.
Good.
He almost went to a strip club. That he did. I told him I would not go, but I would take him.
Dang.
I'm kidding. Look at him. He doesn't want to say anything. Eric's like, just, I'm going to be quiet over here. Yeah. All right. So in the meeting, the big thing was obviously whether or not this whitelist thing was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Mind you, I mean, you guys saw it.
I saw it.
Yeah. I don't know if things turned out the way that we would have wanted it to, but
no.
I'm going to hit some of
these. Not going to lie. So I wasn't able to go because I was working. Uh-huh. But I was like, oh, man, I'm going to see it. I'm definitely going to, like, at least watch it. But then when it didn't happen, I was like, oh, I guess I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because Ronnie pushed to push the vote.
And what I was telling Eric that, and, like, it did kind of suck that the first thing this dude says is, oh, we're not going to decide this today. Because obviously Eric and I drove 4 hours, but
that was known though.
Yeah, but
you knew that.
No,
I was hoping that it wouldn't.
No, because they could have.
No, you know that it's a meeting to talk about it. It's not a place to make the law. Like, yeah, that's not how it goes.
It just was really like pushed. Like we were
going to
figure something out.
US Arc, bro. Yeah.
So now Eric and I drive, or rather, Eric drives. I accompany him. 3 to 4 hours down south.
Passenger princess.
I am the passenger princess. and you know, the first thing we hear is like, "Hey, we're not gonna like decide today because we have a new guy that's coming into the situation." Right? It was disappointing, but throughout the whole thing, just to be able to be a part of it, and specifically for what it is that we're doing here, it was nice to be there to be able to take in the information for myself. And then also be a part of the community, get to see a lot of of my friends, people that I know, get to talk shit for a little bit. Yeah. We actually ended up going to Tiki's place on the way up, which was cool. And
recorded or no?
No. It was quick. They were tired. Yeah, they were tired. I was like, oh, we'll be quick. And it was just nice to be a part of the community. It really was not a thing about I support this person or I support that person. It was just about, no, I'm here for community. Mm-hmm. It's not about you, me, them, community.
Yeah.
But that was the first note that I made is like, first thing they did was make up their mind, say that this thing wasn't going to happen. You say it was known that it was...
Yeah, that's known. If you watch, like, the thing is, everybody within the community knows about these things because they look at what US Arc is posting. Mm-hmm. So in their head, mind you, US Arc is not saying, yo, they're going to tell us. But the way they portray things is very like, you need to show up. And how do you get people to show up? This is your last chance type of thing. That vibe. Mm-hmm. That they give out, and then you get there, and then it's like misleading.
Well, it could.
No, it cannot. Those meetings are not for that.
They've done it before.
Other meetings have been that. But the meeting will be named after that. There were so many things they had a topic on.
Yeah,
like, that wasn't the only thing. Bro.
They do that for everything.
No, all commission
meetings are like
that.
They vote on several issues.
Whenever they're going to go for the thing, you know they're going for the thing.
Yeah,
this was they did the tag meeting first. Then they do this from the beginning.
That's
like, I already knew
the
they weren't going to do that.
Not the last one, but the one where they changed the one concerning Iguanas? Violations. No, the one concerning violations on the Class D permit. They had several point of businesses before. The one right before was about certain types of weapons that can be used
to
hunt alligators.
Listen, look
at this. And they voted for that right there.
I never thought they were going to make that decision that day. That's not what I thought from the beginning,
well,
bro.
One day it's going to happen. Someday is going to be the day.
Oh, for sure. Someday is going to be the day. But
I thought that is not... Yeah.
Well, it was pushed... As it's just like, yo, we're gonna talk about all this bullshit. If you care about any of these topics, show up.
I legitimately thought, but I mean, the way that he even said it was like, oh, like we were gonna be answering this today, but we have somebody new in office that's willing to work with whatever. And that was another thing.
And that's the biggest save the community got.
That guy.
That guy is gonna be any different.
That's a little bit of hope. Yeah.
There is something
before there was Zeto.
At least there's time. It's funny because we were watching the live stream and Conception and I really looked at each other and we're like, well, we both still have our jobs.
Yeah. So now I have here something that they specifically said in FWC said in the meeting is that they are worried about like new populations of animals in Florida. They are not trying to shut down the industry.
Right.
That was kind of like the gist of it, where this new guy seems like he wants to be able to work with the community. You know, they want to know what the kind of like what animals to ban.
Yeah.
The last person that spoke that day was a fish person.
And named something.
And named three types of fish. And then Beretta was like, you see, this is what I want. Mind you, nobody in the fucking reptile community. And if I understand.
Well, because they don't want any animals banned. USARC, the right to keep reptiles that don't shut on me mentality, is like, no, I have the right to these animals no matter what happens to the environment.
And then with that sentence, USARC uses it a lot in like, oh, they're not trying to destroy businesses. Well, that's what they're doing. That sentence is more of an attack than you think. Because it's like, we're not trying to end businesses. We're trying to save the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So if the businesses are in the middle of saving the ecosystem, what happens?
They're going to run them over.
Fuck the business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what that sentence means. That sentence doesn't mean nobody's going to lose business. That sentence means we're trying to get this done.
Yeah.
If you're on the way, fuck you.
Which is the scary part, right?
Yeah.
Now, something that did stick out to me throughout the meeting, I have here a note of self-governing or lack of governing / staff to keep up with what is in the pet trade. When we do our permits, did you do yours already?
No, yeah, no.
Okay, so when I have to go apply for my permit, you did yours. What did you do? You gave them money and you listed
the species, yeah.
Quantities?
Yes.
Okay, specific, or did you just say crocodilians? You would
say it has to be specific.
Yeah, exactly. So they should, by their standards,
have every single have animal a record in the state.
And whenever things are coming into Florida, that is considered an import. Right? With those imports, whenever you bring something in, technically you are supposed to request for a permit, which honestly you just send them a list like, hey, this is what is coming in. They can either approve or deny.
The only exception is when you drive in with something.
But that's even the then, you're supposed to go through a, like a department.
Yeah.
There's like an agriculture thing. Yeah. Like, hey, you got to pass through here, right, for it to get quote unquote inspected. Mind you, not everybody does the import permit thing, right? Yeah. But a lot of companies do. Therefore, there I don't know when the class. The ESC permits, whatever the fuck they're called, the wildlife permits, when they started. But throughout all these years, they should have some kind of list of what's going on. And then,
but that just means they're not keeping them.
They're not keeping track. Because their thing, their whole thing was...
What you should do with those things, right? So the way I see it with that organization is they've been having... Okay, you put your papers in, I put my papers in. Uh-huh. They have those documents. They do have those.
Yeah.
What they don't have is...
A list. They didn't compile
getting the
everyone's
information
species.
From all three of us and put it in a second
list. Yeah, but that is not an us problem. That
no,
is a
it ain't. Yeah. Yeah, and then
yeah, they can
it. Beretta said that. Beretta
yeah,
said
no,
that
no,
from
but
the beginning,
before,
though.
No, in the beginning, he was saying, oh, I thought there was only 3,000. Now you're telling me that there's probably 20,000 species in the trade. How are we supposed to know whatever? And then somebody finally says, we send you this information.
Yes,
why don't you have this information? And then they were like, well, now we have to compile this information. Why were you, as the organization that's supposed to be governing us, not keeping track of
the
things?
Well, he also pointed out, because I was listening, he also pointed out, he's a little bit of a bitch because I would have called him out how it is.
Yeah.
He took out all the current officers. He was like, it's not an attack on you guys, on the officers. He said, that hasn't been kept track of. Like, no. He was before he was in office, that there was no track of that.
Because it wasn't a problem. Because it wasn't a problem.
So now he wants track of that. Mm-hmm. But he's the leader now. He wasn't a leader the whole time. Yeah, so you can't blame him for that.
No, I'm not. I don't blame him. I blame the organization.
Oh, for sure. Well, and that's what he wants to fix.
It's
so
not
what's
even
the
necessarily
problem?
Like we can blame them for like having done it. But for them to say, we don't know what's in it. I'm like,
how
but you
fuck?
Have it. You can easily acquire
mind
that information.
You, mind you. You have to blame them because they should have been taking the precautions to do it. And you can be.
Them who?
FWC,
the government,
but who as a he's trying to fix
the organization
that the made.
But that doesn't mean that you can't be upset, especially because the people that comply.
Yeah, no, you can be absolutely upset. You just got to know who to be upset about.
Yeah, but for them to say, oh, we don't have any kind of idea what's in the pet trade in Florida, is some kind of bullshit. Mind you, they might not know 100% because
they don't know.
There are bad seeds and, of course, little by little, things like that. But we all put our permits in.
Yes.
We all send animals. Even things that come in through other countries go through customs. Mm-hmm. And we have lists of everything that comes in. If it's done legally, they should have information.
Yeah. Absolutely. And
the fact
they
that
do
they
have the
compiled,
information. What they don't have is the compilation.
They just haven't
done
information. And that makes you question, like, is there a staffing issue? And that's kind of what I gather. I think that there is a staffing issue.
Maybe they just didn't realize it. Maybe when the individual said that, they were probably like,
Wait a second. Oh, shit,
we do.
Yeah. But, and I know that you guys might not agree with me, and that's why I think it is important.
You're so dumb.
I think it is important for there to be, mind you, it could still fall in FWC. In like that thing, but there should be a section in FWC that specifically handles.
They might do that,
but bro, that what do you
that
think?
Might happen?
The
now.
Way he was talking, he was trying to push for that.
Yeah,
that's what he's asking. Yo, where's the list? There's no list. What the fuck have we been doing? Let's make a list.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There needs to be a section in FWC that specifically handles pet trade stuff. If that's going to be the organization to govern us, they need to have a handle on that.
I didn't know if you made this a designation or a note, but I did take note of this. Barreto made a distinction between class 3 animals and pet permitted animals.
I did keep a note
he's
of that.
Like, we're not trying to take your pets away. And look, he's like, right no, here. That guy had a class 3 right, permit. Right here. Those weren't pets.
I have it literally like, right here.
Damn.
I have a commerce versus pet permits.
And so I'm there gonna, is a distinction. Yeah. You have a right to your pets. You don't have a right to your class 3 animals.
We'll even like touch base on it again. There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. Okay? There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee. All right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today. Malicious or accidental mass events / one-off animal escapes or releases do not cause invasive species problems. That's something that somebody said. Mm. They're like, oh, like Jimmy's ball python that gets out is not going to cause an invasive
species
problem.
Because my whole...
That's
literally evidence. That was my whole argument. It's like one person releasing a bluetooth exchange does not cause an invasive
species. You'd have
species
to have...
Unless people. It's multiple people or
the same person
one
person
releasing a bunch.
But I would even say it's closer to that. It's like...
And in the right area.
Somebody's facility...
I got one better. Let's say you're a day gecko breeder.
Mm-hmm.
You have them all outside.
Right.
Oh, shit. One escaped. Let's put another one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Another one escaped over there. Let's put another one.
And if,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And if, like...
And that happens all the time.
And if the temperatures and meet year-round for them, yeah, of course, you can get a population, whether or not it spreads or it doesn't, whatever.
So but that is the pet trade.
No. I'm not saying it's not. But to say, like... We have to govern like random individuals with pets.
You have to govern everybody at the same time.
You're right,
is the problem.
But to like say, oh, like everybody's the problem when it's not. Like there's individuals or
how
situations.
How do you point them out? Do they know? Do you point them out?
You
do
have
I
to register the animals.
No, I don't.
You have to register the animals. As and soon as you say, hey, I have 3 ball pythons and they come to your house and you don't have 3
you
ball
think
pythons,
US Arc wants
you're
going
to have explaining
to that.
You think US Arc wants that? You
no,
know how much business is going to be
they
lost?
Don't want that. Yeah, they don't want that.
And then you get into the thing about commerce and pet permits. Yeah. I didn't know there was a difference. And
no, there is. Yeah.
So this the new guy that's the director of PP
the
touching.
Coronel of the whatever
he,
the fuck.
He touches FWC's peepees. That's what we understand. All right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. whatever. So he. I guess came up to speak, and apparently you're not supposed to do that. I guess if it's not part of the agenda, like you're not supposed to do it. So the fact that he did that was against what you're supposed to do as far as the rules go. I don't know. I don't make the fucking rules. People were upset about it. I don't know.
That he went to talk.
Yeah, because it's not against. It's not with the rules.
Who was mad?
Some people in the reptile community.
Government people with sticks up their ass.
No, people in the reptile community were upset.
With sticks up their ass.
Yeah, like what? Like so, you want to hear the guy, the new guy that might save you, dude? Yeah, like what are you talking about?
So they were talking about the Chris Coffee thing, pretty much, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And he like made a point that he's like, oh, they were not pets. They were in the in the commerce permit, like the class 3. But then like nobody can. Okay, I have a class 3 license.
Yes.
Okay. Aloe, my rhino iguana, that's my pet.
Mm-hmm. Is she under your class 3 permit?
She would be, because you have to label all the species of exotic animals you
that
keep.
That is for sale, exhibition, or
that you
trade.
Keep. Well, I take videos of her. That's exhibition.
No.
It doesn't
happen. Legally,
if I want to travel with her, period. If
that's
I want to take her to the vet.
That's exhibition.
Yeah,
but you can do that with a permit. You can do that with a permit. A pet permit.
Yep, with a permit.
Okay. Well, regardless. Yes. Like, let's say I put her in my class 3, right? Because if not, then I have to apply for something
else.
Right? Then she's not my pet anymore?
No. Legally, no.
There's
if Barreto made that distinction,
I didn't know there was. I had no idea there was a pet permit.
There's 2 class 3s. There's one for exhibition and all the other bullshit, and there's 1 class 3 to just keep. If you have that class 3, you cannot sell.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just means you have an animal under.
You could unmute yourself, Eric.
Eric here actually has a pet permit.
Yes, I was gonna say that's pretty much what I have for the Diamondback.
and it's literally like
it's
pretty much like the base model of the class tree, essentially. It lets you do everything that you would have done on the class tree. You just can't sell.
I have can you exhibit it with the pet permit or no?
It doesn't say anything about
That is a little bit different because that is a specific permit for a specific
that's
animal.
That's all class three are,
specific
bro.
Specific for the Diamondback, yes.
But you have to have that. Period.
It's a pet permit, is what it says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I could the pet permit can be for any specific one.
You
can do that for a leopard gecko, bro. Yeah. Like there's the class, and then class two, same thing. Yeah. Each class has that. Well, except class one, because class one you have to exhibit. Yeah. You cannot just have to have. So class two, let's say a venomous permit. You can have a venomous permit. That doesn't mean you can exhibit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's your pet. Mm-hmm. Then you have to get the class two to exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It depends what you want to do with the animal.
Okay.
And it changes. Also, how you keep the animals.
Which, for me, was an important distinction. Because you'd think that your class three animals aren't necessarily, like, assets or parts of your business. But because he made that distinction.
And you can have both.
That distinction
And you
exists.
Can have both permits
Of course. Yeah, but I'm that's a powerful distinction.
If I'm being honest with you, I feel like in certain points, it's kind of like grasping at straws to kind of save their ass. I mean, mind you, it's an organization. That's what they literally need to do
right
now. USARC
does the same thing. They're both...
It's part of the politics of the thing. Yeah. They have to protect their ass. I mean, they're going to say whatever
when you think about it, let's say you're
not that
your
I agree
business,
or disagree.
You're a business that's doing things illegally, right? Uh-huh. The government or the banks or whatever can come and seize your assets.
Okay.
If something happens with your class three and under the law those are determined as assets, they can seize them.
These are the permits. So class three, they're all class three.
Yeah.
All of them class three. So what do you want to do with the animal in class three?
Yeah.
Exhibition,
uh-huh.
sale, personal pet, importation, falconry, rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all class three. Different versions of the class three you can apply for.
Interesting.
And that's like, look at that. I just went on my phone and looked at that information.
Yeah.
That's my problem with a lot of the problems going on here that people don't use the power of the phone or like computer. Yeah, you can find that information. I just went on my phone and got that information. Why are they arguing that way? Let me go on their page. Let me check this out. Oh, shit. This shit is separated into different shit.
And mind you, obviously, this is not to protect FWC. We all agree that
I just think that was something important to note, for sure. Because where it's like, it doesn't count. Class three does not count.
If you go up there, which a lot of people in the comments are still doing, like fighting with emotion, you're going to lose because all that information has been right here the entire time. Mm-hmm. That's how I argue. I argue a lot, and I'm not on either side because the information has been here, and I've looked at it, and I go, oh, shit. They're fucking up because this says it right here.
But I have a question. Does now, because the distinction is made, are you going to get a pet permit for your animals?
You don't have to.
You don't have to. But if that's the way to protect the animals that you have, because if they're just under class three, they are not protected, wouldn't you get a pet permit?
I mean, I'm going to get permits for all my stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me personally, I am because you know what I'm starting.
Yeah,
so. I am getting those permits.
Yeah. At first, I was
bestiality.
Jeez. When I heard that, I was like, I should get a class three cause in case I ever do want to exhibit. But I will definitely be getting pet permits for all of them.
Yeah.
Putting them all on the pet permit.
And even if you don't have the permit, you can still get grandfathered in. So they give you the
permit.
Of course.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It is what it is.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Other than that, is there anything else from what he said about the Chris Coffey situation that stuck out to you?
So, I only watched the beginning part when they were determined, like the public comments and whether or not they were going to vote. I didn't stay till the end to see public comments.
I watched
to
too
see
much.
Like how many people would talk about the
I
vote.
I watched
thing.
Too much. I got
Me too.
One. I listen, I like the way some things, like the way USARC did something. So USARC, like the actual USARC, the guy, weak
Phil
as fuck.
Goss. Daniel?
Weak as fuck.
Phil Goss or Daniel?
Yeah, two sentences, weak as fuck. But there was because they were part of a huge organization. They could have had a lot more to speak. Daniel did. Daniel spoke his shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phil Goss did not. Mm-hmm. There was like, what is it called? What they called him, like a resident, like a regular motherfucker went up there and had better points than Phil
civilian.
Goss. A civilian. No, it has
concerned
no,
citizen.
Yeah, concerned citizen. That's what they called him on the thing when you watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they what they called him. So there were some of those.
Unless you had a title.
There were some of those that had better input. Than Phil Goss. But Phil Goss is also USARC. He probably was like, yo, let me let Daniel have his shit. Because he also said, don't repeat yourself too fucking much. Don't waste your fucking time with us.
Yeah.
So before that, they did. So there was different talks. What day was that talk?
Thursday.
So.
The 10th.
Wednesday. 11th. Wednesday. 11th. They had a whole agenda of things they were going to talk about.
Okay.
Daniel from USARC gets up there to talk about the terrapins and the traps.
Okay.
They're getting drowned and shit, right? Bro, I'm in. Talk your shit, bro. If that's what you want to talk for, yeah. talk your shit. He's like, yeah, so he says something like he cared that, like he understood and appreciated that they cared so much about like animals and how they're dying and euthanization and whatever. And then he switched the fucking subject.
Really?
To
the boas.
Coffee.
Yeah.
And they, in the beginning of the, when he's starting, they tell him, yo, we're talking about that tomorrow. And he keeps going. They're like, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. He keeps going. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. You're gone.
Yeah.
Then he goes, or whoever the fuck edits their shit, edit it out. The parts where they're telling him, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. And they just posted his part talking. And when they're trying to cut him off.
No, I saw that part. And I saw the part where he said, hey, we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't seen any of it.
And they're like, in the comments, everybody's like, oh, they didn't let him talk because he's talking facts. No, because then we're going to talk about that shit tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. That he took advantage of another subject of people that cared about a specific situation and he took their fucking time to make it about you.
You know what? I will say this,
though. I did not like that shit.
Like, with government stuff, this just shows that they don't care about people's time.
What do you mean?
Like for them, it's like, oh, I don't care what you have to say. I just legally have to give you this time. I've already made my decision. You're wasting my time. I don't really give a shit about what you're saying.
I mean, facts, but also... Like somebody,
we drove 3 fucking hours, dude. Do they not know who I am?
No, listen, though. Like, if there's an agenda, there's a list.
No,
of things,
and I agree.
As
I agree
100%. Professional, that you are supposed to be.
Yeah.
You give that time to those people that care about the turtles.
Of course.
Why the fuck are you in there talking about some other fucking topic? Oh, because both have animals that died. No, there's a subject for each.
The other
one was the next day. Just wait, motherfucker. Why are you there taking other people's time, bro?
Yeah.
I did not respect that shit.
But so you did like what he was saying about the terrapins, and then you're like, oh,
No, because you said that you liked something. The next day.
Oh, okay.
When he spoke the next day, I was like, okay, you could have said that. You could have waited a whole day to say this shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, but the day before, he had me pissed with that shit.
Gotcha.
Like, don't take advantage of a whole other topic. Take time from other people that could have defended their point on a whole different issue for your fucking own issues.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful as fuck and unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
That's fucked up. When he spoke the next day and he had time to fucking speak, then yes, you had the time to speak. When he questioned them whether they were going to stop euthanizing, which they never said that. He said that they did. They never said that.
That's like the next
thing. Okay. I won't say it. But that part, I was like, okay, question. Yes, you're doing good. Question them on things. Push for that. I'm in. But the day before, he had me fucking heated, bro.
Yeah.
You don't do that shit.
Go. Barreto also emphasized that he was like, because some people said that Coffee did not ask for them to euthanize the snake. That's why they did, because otherwise they usually don't.
Yeah,
a lot of people are like, why did they do this? They usually don't. And they say FWC put out a statement saying Coffee said this, and then Barreto confirmed, he's also FWC, but he was like, hey, he asked us to come euthanize.
Yeah, but it was more of a situation like, yo, like, this,
that doesn't matter.
The property belongs to you. You're not feeding these things. These things are just here. If they stay here long enough, I can get arrested. I'm gonna get charged with shit.
He was charged regardless.
Yeah, the
he was charged, and they made him keep his animals for about 14 months.
That's the problem with Coffee, is like, he was already charged.
Yeah.
They say like, oh.
You know what's not the problem with Coffee?
What?
The reptiles with Coffee.
You're a bitch.
Look at you, taking time from other people.
So like, he was already charged. He's been charged.
Yeah.
The euthanization happened way after he was already charged.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You cannot take charges away after you're being charged unless you go to fucking court.
Yeah.
Right? The euthanization happened way after. It was not to not be charged, because he's charged anyways. He's been charged. Yeah. He did not do it to avoid being charged.
Yeah.
He is charged.
Yeah.
The end. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Yeah.
It's not to save himself.
After the charge, he was probably like, why am I even feeding these animals?
Exactly.
It doesn't even matter. Why are you still here? Please come and just kill him.
Exactly. Not even that. Let's say he didn't know they were going to euthanize him, which would be stupid. You should have known, because now they're illegal. That's another thing. Like,
I mean, FWC says that he asked.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
If that's not the truth, then he can say, hey, no, there's no way.
Fucking take them. Do whatever you want. Euthanize them, whatever.
Yeah,
all right? That's what you want.
Just get them out of my place.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think we kind of fucking shelf this Chris Coffee shit until the next thing comes out. Because it's just like, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of redundant at this point. It's just the same shit.
Yeah, it's the same shit. It's the same exact shit.
Once he starts doing the sues and stuff like that, I'm sure more like information will come out. I don't think there's anything brand new coming out about it.
It's not.
But the thing that they did say, the new executive director of Fish and Wildlife, whatever the fuck it is, he did say that they are putting a halt on euthanizing animals because of the lack of training. I mean, they did admit that, like, what happened, you know, it was a fuck up. They're acknowledging it. They're working on it. I don't think that it counts the same for, like wildlife kind of things. No. It's more like in the captive bred thing, yep. they're not going to be euthanizing in this manner, which, you know, that is a small win.
Yeah.
Small, you know? But that's probably going to happen the same thing. People are going to have to, let's say somebody gets caught with something, they're probably going to have to keep it and be FWC's property. Which is, the problem
which is what they do.
Yeah.
They did that.
Yeah, yeah. Which the problem with that as well is, like, people are like, oh, you could have rehomed them. No, there's a deadline. And once it becomes illegal, it's even illegal.
No, he can't. FWC
can't. No. It's even illegal for them to do so.
No, they've done it before.
They have to go through a whole different whole bunch of loops to,
but they've done it before.
To get some 30-something snakes out. They don't have to do that. No, Tino.
No, I'm saying they have to. I'm saying they've done it before.
If it's one thing, yes. 30-something, no.
They can do it.
No. Absolutely not. That's asking for too much.
You don't have to. No, I'm not asking. They can.
That is asking for too much for an organization, for somebody's fuck up. That is the person who made that fuck up. That's on you.
Well, it's his responsibility, of course.
That's the person's responsibility.
They don't have to euthanize the animals. That's not a requirement. Why not? They don't have to do that.
Where are they going to send it to? What zoo? What zoo wants 30-something retake? Go ahead. Go ahead. Where are they going to send it to?
For 14 months. Hmm?
Where? Probably, I would say probably one in Miami that we don't know the name of, and then a hurricane has to pass by.
Jeez.
Bro, I'm in. Keep going because I'm in. I got some motherfuckers right here, bro. I was roasting in my head.
Oh, man.
I was roasting, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, no. Okay, let's. I have something else here to say on the small victory thing that I said earlier. It is a small victory, but I feel like it was, like, beaten down to a compromise, right? That the fact is that nothing happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're considering it a victory. Because the whitelist is still up in the air. They kind of seem like they're leaning towards, like, let's have this whitelist and then assess as there's a problem.
That guy might save it.
And then some people, yeah, that's the thing. Some people still want the blacklist. Yeah. You know, but
that we want? Is that what we want?
A blacklist?
No, but like.
I don't give a fuck.
You don't care?
No. Hmm.
What about the environment?
His own rules.
Huh? You wouldn't want a whitelist for the environment?
Bro, listen, whatever works, works. I don't know. I don't have the answer for what works.
Apparently, according to data that I don't have, so I'm not the expert. Apparently,
according to some evidence.
Apparently, whitelists don't work. That's what everybody was saying. This is word vomit at this point. Yeah. Whitelists apparently
And there
were
some
work.
People I respect up there as well saying the same thing.
Yeah, some people were saying their shit.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the answer would be. Something has to be done, though. That's all I know. Something has to be done. I just don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... One of the last notes that I have here is, can USARC Florida make public approach when the community makes their errors?
No.
Because that is throughout this process, as I was there and I did shake hands with Daniel, I said hi to him. There was, you know,
no
problem, man. I mean, we fucking do what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
And, you know, the same thing with other people in the community. We're all there, but, you know, we in the community, we know that there are bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
How do we take action on those people?
I'm in.
Is it should I mean
for spay what, and neuter
for what USARC neuter release. For what USARC Florida is? Does it make sense for an organization like that to
they would lose put out, so many people?
Yeah, but that's hard because.
But don't you think that, like, specifically for people like us, and mind you, we are not the whole reptile community, but like. I would like to know, like, hey, like, we don't align with this person's values. These are our values.
Think of it like this. Let's say I have a bunch of apples, right? And then they all have the right.
In the garden.
No. They all have the right to be apples.
Jimmy has two apples. ate one.
You've got apples. They all have the right to be apples. That's what they all believe. You know, that's why they group together, right? One of them, right, is a bad apple. They start to rot.
Okay.
Then because they're rotting, they start to spread their rot to the other apples because that's how fruit work. The rot spreads, and then all of a sudden, the ones that are on the outskirts, the red apples that are the good apples, they're like, hey, if we don't stop this, we're going to die. Just
I'm
like
not
the rotting
gonna
apples.
Lie to you. That was dope.
And so,
yo, he said that shit, and I was like, yo, Tino has facts
and
today.
And so, the people with that are still not rotting, they're like, we need to get rid of the rotten apples, the bad apples.
But they're already
because
rotting.
Because they're rotting the rest of us. It's the same thing. USARC should be getting rid of the bad actors because they're making USARC Florida.
USARC
should get rid of
USARC
and call out
like
whatever.
The entire United States. Like,
yeah,
the people
that think it's their right to keep reptiles ought to be calling out the people that are doing fuck shit because they are going to take your rights. Because
the thing is, at the end of the day, this people think And they might get scared of that because they're like, if I fuck up, I'm going to get called out. And it's like, no.
Don't fuck
up. You're allowed to make your mistakes. But the problem is that,
some people make the mistakes on purpose, so it's not a mistake.
They make the mistakes on purpose, and some people make the same mistakes often.
Yeah.
And so you start to question, was that a mistake or was this negligence? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and I think that there are specific people that have high stature in this community that just get a pass.
Yep. And some of them were right there talking in front of the mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some of the things are questionable. And where I do have respect for the people that came before me and the industry that they built where I get to reap rewards from, mm-hmm. you know, how do we move forward with a positive view? Because I feel that if we don't put light to the things that are bad, then those things will just continue to happen. And then as all these things that are positive, these things that are happening are positive, what you're saying is that rotten apple's still in there. Even though we keep adding new apples,
it's going to rot the apple, rest of them.
It's going to rot the rest of them. So we got to start poking out the rotten apples. I love that. Yeah. I love that so much. I never heard that before in my fucking life, dude.
Yeah. I agree. Like, that's the way it should. And I've been saying that for a long time, but nobody listens, bro. Why? Because
how do you do it?
Sometimes no, but
some people would say, "Oh, cancel culture."
Not even that.
You just say, "Hey, don't buy from this person. Don't support this company."
Not even that, though. Some of them are friends with those people. Some of them benefit economically from those people, including US Arc. But US Arc is not going to do that because then money stops going to their pockets.
But you can be friends. It's not a thing about. I don't think it's a thing about being friends with these people. It's about, especially for an organization that is supposed to be publicly, specifically helping our rights to keep "quote unquote" reptiles, right? But it's about like an organization like that being like publicly like, hey, we align ourselves with this. We do not align ourselves with this because we represent clean keeping. We represent a positive experience through the pet trade. We represent the breeders that do positive things.
Yeah.
And they can do that and also say we don't – it's not specific. We don't represent that guy. But it's more like – these kinds of things that happen, we are not about.
They do say that, but that's not enough, bro. Who does that stop?
What you need is a separate coalition, right? A separate organization, KFC.
I'm going to say two
that
names.
That protects get its rid of those members. Time stamps. That can protect its members. And say, hey, like it's the same thing with AZA, with the big cats. It's like, hey, the AZA people, the people that the AZA represents or is a part of their member organization, are not the people doing this shit.
That's a good one.
It's not them.
You can separate AZA versus not AZA. Yeah.
If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that a percent of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description.
But then what do we do? What's the solution? How do we separate good apples from the bad apples?
Bro, listen, to me, it's game over.
This is a pear over here.
He's the pear.
This man is a pear.
He's like, I started a new.
He's bucket. Like, I was never an apple. Yeah. I'm outside. I'm in a group.
I'm outside, dude.
Still on the stem.
Listen,
I'm not in a group.
For me, it's game over because of shit like that. Yeah. It's game over. That's you think that's your only organization? You know where I came from.
I think it'll go a long way. I think it'll go a long way if instead of promoting some of like the older people that might have done some sketchy things and that I'm with or against whoever the fuck, but it's more about like, hey, look at this new person that's doing it the right way. Yep. Let's promote this. And even though this gives us a little bit less of a public image because this might be a smaller person, but no. This person does align
with our interests. The problem is this. Because, you have people on YouTube, and granted, I don't know every single thing about these individuals, but you have people on YouTube that are the good apples. You know, you have like Snake Discovery, you have Clint's Reptiles that are putting out good information, you know, for good people that want to get into the pet trade, you know. The problem is that it's too easy to get into this industry. It's too easy. It's not expensive enough, and you can find it everywhere. You know. So when people come into the industry, they might find the Snake Discoveries, the Clint's Reptiles, the good sources of information. At the same time, they have equal access, if not more access, to the bad information, to the keeper animals, to the.
But that's kind of like with anything.
Yeah.
There's always but bad
with animals. It should be different. Because with animals, there should be a line to prevent people from entering too easily.
But that's the point of like some kind of self-regulation that we need to have within our own community.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I regulate my fucking self. Mm-hmm. That's what I got.
Yep.
I regulate my fucking self.
Show me. Regulate yourself.
I know who I fuck with and who I don't.
Who regulates? So like, it's my same argument with like plastic bags.
You know, plastic bags in shopping centers, they're like the corporations, uh-huh. Walmart, Target. They're like, no, why would I get rid of my plastic bags? I don't care if it's bad for the environment. My consumers use it. It's up to the consumers to choose to stop using plastic bags. Yeah. And then I'll no longer buy them. I'll no longer provide them in the store. Yeah. You know, versus consumers are like, hey, you guys are the ones bringing in the plastic bags. You should not be bringing in plastic bags. And we will have to, by force,
I self-regulate all the time. I do this podcast with you guys, but after this, I don't want to see you guys. I don't like you.
But with the industry, who does it fall on?
Again.
Is it the people who are sellers? Is it the people bringing in the animals? Is it the people that are the consumers looking at this stuff?
Everybody.
Everybody is culpable.
Everybody and their mama.
Everyone is culpable.
I'm not swallowing them, motherfuckers. That's where I'm at with it. Now, listen. I don't know. I got a funny-ass one, though. So, I don't know if y'all noticed, but there was some reptile history in that meeting.
Oh my god.
Wait, I knew somebody
was going to say something.
No, there was some reptile prehistory.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Let me talk, because I love this.
Yeah.
He's going up, and then one of my friends goes, oh shit, he's about to talk about himself, ain't he? And I'm like, no, please, Crutchfield, don't do it. He goes on the mic. Well, everybody knows who I am. I'm like, no! Yes! Let's go with this bullshit.
That's funny.
And then he goes, I'm 75 years old. He's older than the reptile community of fucking self. This motherfucker saw that shit give birth, bro.
A dinosaur.
Let's start there. But. That shit was funny as fuck just because we predicted that he was just going to talk about himself for like 2 minutes. And then after 2 minutes, like, they're like, yo, be done. And I was born in 1999. I'm just kidding. That's too early.
Yeah.
Listen. When he said, I've been here before there was any permitting, before there was any regulation, before
Insane.
Anything, he knows. He just answered where the problem started. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing to stop him. Or the other motherfuckers when they were bringing in Komodo dragons, when they were bringing in Chinese alligators. And that's something nobody talks about. But if you Google it, it comes out. It's called... what is that? The Viper one? What is it called?
Operation Viper.
Operation Viper. Mm-hmm. Tom Crutchfield was called Operation Chameleon.
Yep.
You look that up, and you're going to find out what these motherfuckers were doing back in the day and started getting caught.
Yep.
He's one of the first. He brought Cuban crocodiles and all types of shit. He is the origin of all the problems. Not him by himself, but that generation is the origin of all the problems that we are paying, he is paying for today. Yep. He literally told the
history. But if there was no permitting, what was illegal? That's what I'm confused about.
Nothing.
That's the fucking point, Yoshi.
What was the Operation Chameleon then?
That's when they started bashing down.
Yeah.
Once they start bringing in shit started, whatever, something happened.
So technically he didn't do anything illegal.
At the beginning.
Right.
Once they saw, okay, so pet trade comes from.
Allegedly.
No, listen. Pet trade comes
the
from.
Law.
Listen. You pet can trade comes from the drugs,
The
cartels and shit.
Like, uh-huh.
All that shit. That's why the pet trade starts all around, usually. Florida, same exact thing. Came with the drugs, right? All these motherfuckers bring in these animals, legal or illegal. The government doesn't know about these animals. They don't give a fuck. They don't understand what...
They don't see the problems.
They don't see the problem coming from it. Now, once problems start showing up, laws have to pass because they're going to be like, yo, there's iguanas outside. Motherfucker, pass these laws. Yo, somebody get a hold of this.
The Karens.
Then they start passing laws or whatever, including endangered species. Like Komodo dragons have been fucking on paper, like protected for fucking years. And then these motherfuckers, that was their business. So what are they going to do? Black market now. They're going to do it illegally. And they got caught doing it illegally as laws were passing. They probably started when the laws were not there. Then they caused problems, the laws passed, and they had to keep doing it to make their money.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to look into it. I don't know anything about it. Operation Chameleon?
Chameleon.
I can read The Lizard King. Oh, you don't read, my bad.
I don't read. Well, I have to read this shit, so I might as well read that shit. Okay.
Wait, what?
You guys have me read?
The book, The Lizard King.
It's a book?
By what? By what?
About what, yeah.
About that. About Operation Chameleon.
Oh.
About Crutchfield.
Yeah, so...
Is it good or is it bad?
I haven't read it yet.
Oh.
Look at this. Look. There was that one tortoise, I think, from Madagascar that they had.
Komodo You're a tortoise dragons. From Madagascar.
Like, all types of shit, bro. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do, and like, a podcast and talk about
where it happened.
Yeah, Operation Chameleon.
Yeah,
Orlando started here.
Yeah, what?
It all started here, bud.
Are we in Ground Zero? Did I move to Ground Zero?
You thought it was Miami.
You thought it was Miami.
We got caught down there, and then the law shit was over here.
I like how you like described Tom Crutchfield like if he was reptilian Jesus. He was the one that came first.
They and resurrected he died. Him. He died in prison and came back with a bigger nose.
Yeah. You're so dumb.
But that's just when he said that, I was like, that's just gonna go over everybody's head.
Nope, yeah, they don't.
He just spoke aloud and said, I was here before anything. I was here when everything was possible, when everything was legal, when there was no fucking problems, nobody gave a fuck about nature. And now we're paying the aftermath of all this.
I don't think that was the point of what he was trying to say.
No, it isn't. Yeah. It wasn't the point. That's not the point of what he was saying. The point was that when laws started passing and he got in trouble, then after that, he started working with FWC trying to help them because, of course, he didn't want to get in trouble anymore.
No, yeah.
The point that went above everybody's head is that he was there when it started and he admitted how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, there was some, what is it, the guests, the concerned...
Concerned citizens.
There was two motherfuckers.
I would have gone out there and they'd be like, concerned undocumented. They'd have been like, citizen question mark? Maybe?
No, another one. Wait for another him to one.
Speak Spanish.
Talking about the berms.
Were you there? I don't know if they speak Spanish.
Were you there when the guy was talking about the berms? And they're like, we didn't even bring the berms. They came through the skin trade. And I was like, oh, the other one.
That.
Oh, the
other one.
Yo, you should have seen Eric when he said that. He was like, oh my God. Literally, I was like, damn, Eric.
And the other one.
He goes, if Chuck was here.
He'd be like, no! I am checked! Or the other one, he's talking about the zoo and the hurricanes. I was like, somebody sit this motherfucker down right now.
Yeah.
One of us should have stood up and be like, what's the name of the zoo?
What's the name of the zoo?
What would we have done if they named it? Oh, everything would have changed from there.
Nah.
He said the skin crane in Florida.
That's it. When those two were talking, I said, somebody sit these motherfuckers down.
There was definitely some fucking
Why didn't you
Karens.
Go? You could have talked.
There were definitely some Karens that went up and they were like, there's iguanas in my yard.
Yeah, but.
What's funny is when fish people go up and I was like, what the fuck?
Listen.
And they name fish. I'm like,
with the Karens, you know what the problem is with the Karens? Yeah. Most citizens are like that.
And well, at least one of them.
No, and that's what matters. You know why? Because those are the people here spending money.
No, and that's how laws pass.
Exactly. It's
because people complain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they have the right to live in a place without those animals.
Listen.
Well, I mean, they're going to have animals, period.
They have the right to live without invasive species.
But these are the type of people, the people that complain to the government about iguanas outside are the same type of people that would complain if they were in an island and there were iguanas. They're like, there's too many fucking iguanas eating my flowers. They do that. No, they do that.
They have the right to live without those things.
Listen, all I'm saying...
They don't complain about capybaras.
There was definitely some kind of FWC seed in there. I saw the conspiracy.
Oh my God.
I saw it.
I knew that was happening.
I saw the conspiracy.
Anybody, I saw some posts like, nobody was clapping for nobody else because nobody gives a fuck other than you. The only one being affected really is you.
They clap for the people who grandstand. The people that are like,
that means. I've been in this community 20 years and I'm never stopping.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
Crusher, I've been here 185 years, longer than any tortoise. Woo! That motherfucker older than any cicada around.
Oh
I bet
my
you.
Gosh.
How much you want to bet? And the lifespan of them is longer.
He brought them all. He has to be older.
You're so dumb.
He has a cicada right here, dude.
You're so stupid. Leave this man alone, man. No, what are you doing?
He's an old man.
He's like, this here alligator snapper? Older than the picture.
Nah,
I gave birth to him.
I do gotta get leave him alone. He's an old man.
Yeah, and I do. I don't respect the fuck shit, but I do look at what he's done with his life and been able to do it with reptiles, and I'm like, I want to live a life with reptiles. And I got to shake his hand, and I was like, this is history.
So actually, I have a question. We think.
Look at this man.
Look. I have a question. We think that Bartek changed, right, from his early YouTube, how he used to be.
I mean, if you
and
look
he's changed
at
from
it.
Now. Yeah. Do you think Crutchfield is in the same?
A little bit. Yeah, actually, yes. Okay. If you look at the things, because I do follow him on Facebook, I like, you know, he's funny as shit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. He's a funny fucking character. Ooh. But when he talks about the interactions he has with animals, that is different.
Yeah.
Because he understands there are different connections. He's
older than any animal in the pet trade right now.
Yeah, like the connections he has. And like, he's getting better with enclosures too. And like, I support that 100%. I have nothing against the man. Other than the stuff with the invasive species and shit.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover. All right. And what do we all need? We need supplies. So we got you covered. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH. So we're about to get into some comments from some of the last podcast that we did.
Dude, I can't read that.
I'll read them, bro. Don't worry about it. I have this up for the fucking videos that I'm going to
put. Diablo loco.
would be... Right. Oh my God, no, I can't.
All right, so something that we spoke on the last podcast we do not ever showcase animals here. Somebody did write, would be nice if y'all would hold a snake sometime or another reptile like Chucky did with the Dude podcast.
I'm afraid of snakes, bro, so I can't.
That's actually pretty cool that somebody even watched that.
Yeah.
Like somebody from this
community?
Yeah.
You should hold a frog.
Bring one out right now. I will never do it. Yo, Tito, sit the fuck down. You got me nervous. I'm sweating. All right.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. One day we should. Invasive species that are legal.
Wait. Oh, invasive species that are legal. I was like, wait.
Where the fuck are we going to get a berm? We got to drive down to the...
Legal.
Oh, legal?
You trying to go to prison, dude?
Yeah, I thought the same thing at first. I was like, wait.
Maybe.
Wait,
I mean, we have red tail boas there. We get...
We can get one right now.
Tiny-tailed iguanas, nightingales, red ear sliders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess. No, red ear sliders are illegal. Red ear sliders are illegal.
Come back.
Is that legal?
Yes.
Wait, what?
No, not the red eared. No, talking about invasives. Yeah.
Yeah. Actual invasive. We go outside and we get them.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's legal.
You can do that.
We could literally go down south, catch some shit, and come back and do the podcast.
I think we found a premise on a podcast.
That's fire, bro. That's fire. And then we hear like, yo, we did it, dude. We just need somewhere to put them.
Reptile shop.
A box.
A tub. A rack. Perfect. We're done.
We put the rack right here in the middle, and we just open the rack and take out a monitor.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
But we can definitely do that. Yeah. That'll be fire.
Dope.
Basilisks, yeah. Nightingales, spiny tails.
You ever caught a basilisk? Those things are fast.
Mm. You gotta catch them sleeping at night.
Cold.
Yeah.
Not even cold. No? Sleeping. Okay. Don't wake up for shit. Okay. That's how I caught them in Mexico, too. Sleeping.
Interessante Elefante. All right, so this one is about the Morph Market podcast that we did. If you're not up to date with it, Morph Market is changing rapidly, and a lot of people are fucking complaining about it.
Yeah, it looks like Craigslist. I see
The guy that bought, bought Morph Market made that.
That's so funny.
Yo, legit, fire. I like him already.
That was
he's,
funny.
No, he's
Why
funny.
Why are people bitching? Tell me. I was like, eat this.
Because things are changing. I want fauna and king snakes to look the same forever.
No, it's just that, he's doing a lot of things that he believes are in the best for the ethics and the morals of pet keeping, and he's promoting a lot of different species that are not just ball pythons. Mind you, some of the ball pythons people might be taking a little bit of a hit where some people are doing better, but that's okay because it's for the better of the community. And like what he's doing to reach different audience, like a general pet market, like a lot. I mean, I'm getting messages a lot more than I used to before, but I don't just sell ball pythons, you know? So I don't see anything so wrong.
I'm into obscure rat snakes, so for me it's the same.
Right now, there's nothing that's happening at Morph Market that's completely affecting my business style, except for the fact that I do still want a reason to have my own website where I could have my own brand identity.
He's going to be like, bet, delete. Modern Reptile Shop, delete.
Well, yeah. That doesn't affect me.
Somebody commented, this platform will be obsolete in no time. Something else is coming to completely replace the system.
Like what?
Fauna.
The fauna comes
fauna's
back.
Fauna's gonna receive an update.
Fauna is Craigslist, bro.
Pretty much.
Fauna is MySpace, bro.
Yeah.
Fauna
yeah.
is MySpace. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah. This is a good time to tag that you guys gotta be following along on the streaming platforms because we are gonna be doing business related topics. And also, there's a fucking Facebook group that I forgot to tag earlier. We have a Facebook group called Reptiles with Squad.
We need to get more active there.
Yeah, we do.
I've been trying. I just don't know. I don't want to step on toes.
No. You're an admin for a reason. Just do whatever you got to do. But we're going
to do you guys hate Tino?
Yeah.
It's me, bro. Definitely.
We're hanging out there, and I really do want to help build this community that we have going on here. It's a lot of people with different opinions that are able to sit down and have these conversations that a lot of people do not readily want to have. Be friends with me. All right.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, dude. This was roasting Chuck, dude.
No.
It says, great podcast. I met Chucky on Craigslist. Since then, we became good friends.
Male Whoa! Looking for a companion.
Fucking Tito. I forgot. Yo, what were you guys doing? That wasn't
me. Okay, let me tell you the story of God-tier mad bio reptiles.
Here we go.
When I started doing YouTube and all that, I just promoted it on Craigslist, and that's how I got most of my people.
No way.
Yeah. That's how
what did you do? What did you put? Like, you just put like random ads, advertisements?
Bro, not even. I just posted, you know how you sell animals in the pet area? I just posted, new video. If you like reptiles, come watch. And then the link is there.
Yo, fire, Chuck. My guy.
No. It doesn't matter. Nobody's on Craigslist anymore.
Not anymore, but nobody else was doing it. And guess
what?
But
back then, it was popping.
I was pop! Bang!
Crazy.
Yeah, dude.
How do you think your boy is where he's at? You're welcome.
There you go, man. That's cool.
People are selling shit. I'm like, yo, just watch my shit. Yeah. Fuck whatever Bomb Python this motherfucker.
That's free advertisement.
It is. I fucking killed it, bro. Yeah. I was killing it on Craigslist.
That's
killing that shit, bro. Yo, that glove, whatever the fuck y'all want, look at where I'm at. Fuck y'all, bro. That's yo, funny. Fuck you. I was killing that shit on
That's
Craigslist.
That's going to be the new fucking shirt.
Killing it on Craigslist.
I was killing it on Craigslist.
That's great.
Killing it on Craigslist, bro.
Dude, that's tight. All right, another one. I love listening to your guys' podcast while working. Keep up the good work. Soon enough, your guys' names will really be pushed out there.
On Craigslist. You guys, as a matter of fact, let's do it.
All right.
For the pod.
All right. Make a Craigslist post.
Bro, I'm in, bro.
That's
I'm
so
in.
Great. We should. We'll do it. You guys are amazing at what you do, not just because of how entertaining you are, but you guys have a ton of knowledge. I mean, I'm just making things up. I'm not going to lie to you guys. That you're willing to share.
Same.
You also give a variety of different perspectives on a lot of situations, which you don't see much anymore. And it's always good to look at things from another perspective.
That's what's up.
And that's the thing that I respect legit. More. Yeah, yeah, that feedback for me is always
That's what we
the
try
best.
To do.
Yeah, it, yeah, it's just what we're trying to do here. What the fuck is this?
No cult mentality out here.
It's a piece of my phone.
Oh, did it break?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it's a little bit of that. It's like you can – and that's a point that I was trying to make earlier is that you can be friends with somebody that you don't see 100% eye to eye with, different values. Mind you, if this person is doing fuck shit and constantly and is an evil person, yeah, maybe don't be friends with them. But – three different people, three different opinions. We could
That's
sit down and
That's what's important.
Do this.
Everyone goes through life thinking that they're right, and then that leads to entitlement, that leads to self-righteousness, that leads to prejudice. If you don't have people to check you, constantly checking your opinions, looking at YouTube video, reading books,
like
then you're never going to – that's why I always challenge. Yeah. I don't think I'm always right all the time. I just think everybody's wrong.
I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it, bro.
So, legendary. Like, but you need that. You need people to check you so that you know you're right,
and that's
or you
Tino
can learn if you're wrong. Someone had an opinion, and I was like,
Listen. When he was born, he told his dad, "You should have never came inside."
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not married to 100% of my ideals, and I'm not married to that because I want to be the best version of myself, and I know that the best version of myself will only come if I test the things that I might believe in.
I'll test them all.
You have. Yeah. He tests them constantly. Constantly underscore testing. Tino. All right. So, all right. We got some videos. Little reels and TikToks to react to.
Blick blocks.
All right. Here we go. What's he doing?
He's periscoping. He's doing the thing.
Look at that.
That's because his neck hurts so much from the
oh
fucking rack.
Oh, my
racks.
God.
That boy's like this the whole time when he comes out first thing he does. Is, God damn, dude.
So we're watching ball python periscoping, which Chuck believes that ball pythons do. This is a rare occurrence. I've never seen any of my ball pythons doing this because they're in racks.
They're like this the whole time. God damn it. Un dolor de cuello el diablo.
These next three are from the same guy. It's some dude in Australia that I feel like we should just enjoy his videos.
It's releasing a beautiful female black-headed python that we rescued today. Absolute stunner. These guys are just absolutely gorgeous. Check out the face. Guys will actually eat venomous species. Fully immune to the venom. Drop her down here.
You think because they get too big?
No. You go, sweetheart.
I think they're crazy.
Look at the way they move. Like, I wouldn't keep it.
They're
like,
badass.
They just wouldn't want to keep it. They're just cool. If I saw one in the wild, I'll bust a nut.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't keep one.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
We are releasing a Parenti. This is a male, Varanus giganteus. My favorite reptile. So we just got this guy out of some mud and some pipes on a construction site, and he's ready to go. Check out his face. These guys are just the best looking reptile ever. Here.
Yeah. In the same area.
Whatever way he wants.
So cool. You don't want to go outside and do things like that, Yoshi.
Of course I do.
Then where are you at, bro?
You guys got to invite me out.
Illegally breed diamondback terrapins.
First off, I'm not going to do that thing by myself because I have a very bad compass. I will get lost.
That's what you have the phone for.
Yeah.
You have what technology.
What if I lose signal?
Where are you going? Where are you losing signal?
We're in Florida,
the
bro.
Forest?
What company are you at?
Also,
AT&T, I've never... No, that's not true.
I feel more ballsy going with people than going by myself. I'm just going to be terrified the whole time. Straight the fuck up. I'm a huge puss. Anywho.
You go with more people, you have better success.
Okay, there we go. We got to make a trip. What are we doing?
We're doing
Australia. No.
Oh, my God,
we could do something like that. That's local. Fine. Yeah, we got to go and take another fucking trip soon.
I got a spot.
There's more people that work here, so we got to make them work on the same day.
Yes. All
right.
Make them.
Make them.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, this one was specifically for me.
How cute is this Eastern Shingleback skiing? Hey, sweetheart. Just rescued her from on site, so
cooler than blue
tongues. Just about to pop her back into a safe spot where she can go about her day and
do they have blue tongues?
Do a bobtail thing.
They're not a blue tongue.
What an absolute beauty. Alright. So we'll set her down here.
What's
she can safely tuck herself away.
Today was
there you go.
And it's a different species.
That's one of the ones
that are blue tongue.
Blue tongues are Taliqua.
All blue tongues. All Taliqua are blue tongues.
Yeah.
They're not blue tongues.
You're just making things up now.
I'm Tino.
Taxonomy is dumb. Yeah. Taxonomy is stupid.
It's a blue tongue with armor, dude.
Yeah.
He's a blue tongue that went to war.
That's not a blue tongue, bro.
Where's the tail, dude?
Yo, why is Australia so red? Everything's red over there.
All the blood.
Of what?
The native populations.
You're so dumb.
Why?
All right, so this one, I know that Chuck's going to like because he's into this.
That's crazy.
Did you see it?
Jeez. The emotion completely shifted. Holy cow. It was like, whoa.
Time.
And it was like, oh. Yo.
That thing was long, dude.
Look at it. He's like, oh, hand. Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
I'm not going to describe that video. You need to go on YouTube and watch it because I think that if I describe it, YouTube will take it down.
That's so great.
Oh, man, dude.
Daniela is live. I think today's the thing with US Art.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll tune into that for a little bit. What's next, guys? What do we have coming up? Tino, you're
next
going...
Sunday, he's not here, and no. I don't know if I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be straight the fuck up.
Okay.
I've got Crypto for Kenya. My sister's graduating. Woohoo!
Hell
college.
Yeah.
Woohoo! So, I'm going to be out there. We're driving, so fun.
Yeah.
But nice. But yeah. I will be going outside, 100%. We'll see if I find anything.
Because
I've been to Virginia a couple times,
a worm,
but never to
it,
stay the
please.
Night. Oh, 100%. If I find a velvet worm, I'll nut.
Jesus. Well, yeah, so the next episode that comes out will be one about dealing with like wholesale and importing reptiles that we did with the two Alexes from Imperial. Then after that, I'm going to be in fucking Raleigh. Before we get off, I want to know from you guys, because we might be planning something. The people in the fucking comments, right? Do you want us to do a podcast with US Arc Florida? Do you want to see that debate? Do you want to see what happens? I'm nervous. I'm sweating.
Don't be, bro.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
That's like, I feel like if we do that, that would be the thing that separates us from a lot. In the perspective, like, I am very, like, I'm a fucking disrespectful as shit, especially, like, here into the camera. But if we're having a debate and a conversation, I'm going to treat those people like humans.
Yeah.
And that's, I hope that shows people how to deal with different.
The opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I would love that. I would love that just to show that. Because, yeah, it's like.
Believe me, I'm the only one that makes Chucky angry. It's just me.
Yeah. Motherfucker thinks he knows everything. It's fucking annoying as shit.
I don't know nothing. But neither does anybody else.
If you don't know nothing, then you know something. That's a double negative.
You're a double negative.
This was the Reptiles With Podcast.